On Small Talk, Big Returns today, our final part in a series on networking for business and career success. Now, over the last few days, we've talked about how you can stand out from the crowd, make an impact in a limited time, and even how you can become more aware of your body language and voice projection as you make business connections that last. Our final edition today takes a look at what not to do, common mistakes people make while networking, and how you can avoid them. Stop picking your nose in public, okay? That's one way of avoiding it. I got on the line with Richard Coles from Coles International Training and Corporate Consultancy Asia Pacific. He tells us more.
What not to do, huh? Too many, I'm afraid. They try to take before they give. The goal of networking is to connect with people who can help you make a sale, a referral, or establish a connection. So when we network, we want something. But giving is the only way to establish a real connection relationship. If you focus solely on what you can get out of it, you'll never make meaningful, mutually beneficial connections. The other one is, I think, assuming others should care about your needs. This is a hard one, but our business might be desperate. Maybe if we could connect with a major player in our industry, they could instantly transform our business to a success. But you know what? In general, nobody really genuinely cares. No one should care. These are our problems and our needs. We can't expect every person we meet to manage our career for us and turn things around. The other one is the shotgun approach, is talk to everybody, tossing out business cards left, right, and center without any thought behind it. My opinion is to select with the people you really want to network with. Keep the list sort of small, because there is no way to build meaningful connections with dozens or hundreds of people and do it well. I really don't think you can do it and do it well and do it for long. And the other thing I have to say is try not to aim too high. The best way is mutually beneficial. If you meet somebody in an event and they're a high financer, a banker and so forth, it's not practical. There's not much I can do for them, or neither can they do for me. It has to be practical, thought-out connection. In my case, it'll be connection with HR managers, with CEOs, managing directors, whose job is to develop their people and drive their people towards success and productivity in 2012, and I can help them do that. And I guess the other thing to be careful of and not to do is to assume, and assumptions are the dangerous thing here, that tools will create connections. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, they're all great, but only if you do something with them. If they just sit there and you don't work them and you don't improve them, nothing will happen. So you've got to maintain these connections and put in the work, and then you'll get some return from it.
Now, here's the thing, Richard. At the end of the day, you still want to stand out from the crowd. So in terms of keeping in touch with someone, how do you make sure that you develop a meaningful relationship that is unique?
There's a great quote that might sum up this whole subject of networking and so forth, relationship building. Motivated minds networking together can be a powerful force, creating desirable outcomes. So surround yourself with the best possible influences while you strive to bring out the best of each other on your quest for constant and never-ending improvement. Kind of sums it up. But there's something else that just came to mind, and that is called differentiators. I consult a lot of companies, and I ask them, what's your competitive advantage? Where are you different? You've got to create differentiators today, because there's so many great companies that are similar, but where is the little bit of difference that will be attractive to your brand? And that's the same, I think, when you deal with people on a networking basis. You have to be different to be remembered, basically. So here's some tips that I have in my head that might help you. I know that people love their name, and I know they love it when you remember their names. I just was lucky today with a couple of people, and I hadn't met them since November, and somehow I was able to remember their names. Remember events. When you network and you know something about the other person's company, they've exceeded revenue, or they're expanding, or they're branching out in Vietnam, or something happened, and you can mention it, this attracts attention. Remember something special about the people. I'm amazed and always pleased when someone can remember that I'm Canadian and that I've lived in 8 countries and that I'm pursuing more associations and relationships in Singapore. It's very nice. Show that you're listening. I said that already. Very important differentiator, because I'll tell you what, it's the hardest part of communication, but many are not good listeners. You're concentrating and you're looking at them, and you can nod. You can repeat back something they say, rephrase something. That shows you're listening. listening sounds. We talk about, yes, I understand, continue. So you can always find something nice to say about somebody. So that doesn't hurt. And the last thing I think I would say is a sense of humor. It's great to see sense of humor in all kinds of situations. And these things, I think, will help to differentiate you from all the others who may be at that event.
And that was Richard Coles from Coles International Training and Corporate Consultancy Asia Pacific. If you'd like to find out more, just log on to www.coles training, that's C-O-L-E-S training.com. Now next week, how can you brand yourself or your organization for business and career success? Stay with us for next week's edition of Small Talk, Big Returns.